So there you go. All right, let's start the show.
Coming to you live from the city that spawned the band Tesla, it's the Nate Darling Show with Becca Costello.
Nope.
Ted Sampson.
Oh, yeah.
And Christiana D.
Still here.
Now, with a headbanging song in his heart, here's Nate.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to another week of the Nate Darling Shows.
Yay.
Yay.
Not sure about the quantification of shows, but there's two this week, and this is the first of them. So, oops. Welcome.
It made sense.
Yeah.
From the freshly cleaned studios.
It's amazing in here.
I know, isn't it?
It really has that fresh feeling. It's nice.
That's what happened.
I was just taking it off the floor.
I cleaned like a Hispanic hired lady.
I don't where's Arnold?
I'm not sure.
Actually, better than that. Anyway.
You're not sure.
Coming up on the show this week.
Jewish one, maybe?
Or this show. Not just this week, but this show. How a Texas lady got tossed out of the Texas Assembly, I think it was. How Osama bin Laden avoided drones. It's quite clever, you will have to admit. And what Paris Hilton does to people when they pass out at her parties.
Ew.
She write dork on them.
Oh, no, we'll get to that.
Does she give them a disease of some kind?
Well, you don't have to guess. We'll get to it. It's called a tease. Jesus. Some delayed gratification, people.
Just I like so to, curious.
Just want to guess.
Very impatient people.
First off, we're going to start with an announcement. Last week, I made a big deal.
Woo!
That we were going to have a reunion show with Larry and Mel and myself. That didn't work out.
Oh.
Larry's a busy fellow, and
Larry's life is so much more exciting. Yeah. He travels and does stuff.
Sometimes, but it didn't work out that way, so there is not going to be a reunion show, so I'm sorry about that, but
now you're all stuck with us, new people.
Minus Becca.
Which is lame.
And then next week...
Come home, Becca, come home.
Next week, Christiana is away, and Mel will sit in, so we get half of a show with them.
Yay.
Okay? Just no Larry. No, Larry. So let's start the show out talking about... Christiana, you were mad at the Sacramento News and Review. And before you start, let me explain what this is. Sacramento News and Review, not what you're mad about, but what Sacramento News and Review is. It's a free newspaper here in the greater Sacramento area that it highlights various things. To call it news, it's your hippy-dippy free paper, basically. So it's got entertainment stuff, and they just released the nominations for Best of Sacramento.
Ooh.
And that is what we bring you in.
I screwed up several stand-up comics weekends and lives last week.
Good job, Christina.
People that I don't know. Because the Sacramento News and Review, their annual Best of issue, is mostly water cooler fun. I mean, lives are not made and lost with this thing, but they change up their categories a bit every year. And this year, actually, Keith Ole Jensen, who's been a guest on the show before, posted on Facebook about his nomination in the category that on the blog version, and this will become relevant later, on the blog version was called Best Comedian.
Mm-hmm.
And there were 10 nominees. They were all stand-ups,
right.
And they were all men. Which is a problem, because I am a woman.
Oh.
The improv versus stand-up is, frankly, a secondary concern for this. But it seemed particularly shitty. And telling that it was a list of 10 men and only 10 men, because it's not like there aren't any female stand-ups, but I think alternative news weekly that kind of usually is more inclusive of, you know, alternative stuff, it seemed like it would take an effort to come up with a list of 10 men. So I went into...
You know, the funny thing is, having done stand-up in the past, mm-hmm. I didn't recognize a few of those names. They're people I didn't recognize, and I would come to later find out. Some of them haven't done stand-up in a little while.
Some of them don't live here anymore.
And some of them don't live here anymore.
And that also will come up in the denouement of the story.
Okay.
So I went into social media harpy mode,
mm-hmm.
and reposted Keith sentiments, took a quick look at the rest of the nominations very briefly, noted that they had a best local actor category, of which 8 were men and 2 were women, which I thought was even lamer, because I think in the local theater scene, the women are even more obvious than they are in the, you know, it's possible that you're going to go to an open mic night and there'll be all men.
Yes.
But I think it's far less likely that you're going to go to a local theater production and it's going to be 80% dudes.
Or, I mean, the easy way out of that would be have a best actor and best actress. And
which
just...
is also something that will come up later.
How long is this story?
It's pretty short.
Okay.
And then the other two categories I think are worthy of mention is that there was a best news broadcaster category.
Hi there.
That was four men and one woman. And then a best seductive... radio voice or seductive broadcaster voice, which was
seductive radio voice,
which was four women and one man.
Mm-hmm. Hello just in case, there.
Oh, sorry.
Just in case you were unclear of what we're useful for as a gender.
I am a professionally trained radio
Even that
DJ.
Guy's a dude.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I have a Twitter handle. I barely use it. I usually only use it when I want to see if I can get an actual response from like a journalist or somebody to comment on things. So I tweeted the SAC News Review and basically said this is bogus and as erudite a way as I could in 140 characters, and also texted them that Lady Business would like to host the SAC News and Review editors at our next show. And to their credit, SAC News and Review tweeted back like 2 minutes later saying that Nick Miller, who's one of the editors there, would be at our July 27th show.
Oh, great. They're sending a dude.
and it kind of went on from there, and it got... things got pissy. Not that many people were commenting about it on the SAC News Review has a very non-active Facebook page, considering they're a publication.
Well, they're hot.
Some people posted. I posted a comment there. Some other people did that had a Carla posted a comment there that had a lot of talking after it. And
I posted something too.
And then Ted posted something. And then of course we had the predictable. We could have written in advance. Reaction from some of the local stand-ups who were nominated. One stand-up in particular, his name is Carlos Rodriguez.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know him from a hole in the wall. I would not recognize him on the street. I do not know his comedy. He may be the most brilliant person in the world. I don't know. He was nominated. I think that's fine. And he, his stream of comments was basically, I think he thinks he's responsible for the entire category existing, which is short institutional memory, because in some form or another, this category has come and gone over the past couple of years. So has a best actor and actress category over the past couple of years, because both Michelle Dobner and Jason Casey of the Comedy Spot have won that in the past. He was very angry. He said maybe he should have bitched about, you know, it just was a predictable, like, well, gosh, I mean, I just want to be recognized for my actual talent, not my gender.
Which is a fair point.
No, it's not a fair point. If they had nominated two women and my complaint was it should have been like 50-50, maybe that's a fair point.
Mm-hmm.
But it is indicative of a fundamental problem with sexism in society that nobody at that entire publication thought, that's weird.
Don't they have a bunch of women that work there too?
Yeah, probably.
Even in the higher echelons?
In the past, they have asked...
Yes.
I know that they have asked people who work there for input on the comedy scene. I think this time they were spitballing in the office and were like, well, these guys are stand-ups. Or they Googled like stand-up comedy in Sacramento.
They may have gone through their archives if they had some people that don't do stand-up anymore.
And there are several very funny female stand-ups in Sacramento
exactly.
who deserve to be on that list.
Cheryl, the soccer mom.
That would be on the top of my list
of female comics. Or if I'm making a list of best comedian in Sacramento, I'd put her in the top 10 easily.
Right. Yeah.
I'm not going to go through and try and pull out other names.
This one came to mind that people should know.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, there's the entire cast of the entire lineup for Real Housewives of Rio Linda.
They're all
female stand-up comics. They do shows.
One of them's been on The View, I believe.
They exist, you know. It's not hard to find these people. And again, you know, this Carlos Rodriguez's point was that he, you know, it, don't feel bad, ladies. It's not that you were excluded. You just weren't considered, as if that was supposed to be better.
I think he was making a joke.
So what happens is SAC News and Review comments back and says, you know what? When we make a mistake, we'll own it. We made a mistake. So then they put up another post that says, you know, oops, we were wrong. This was a bad research category. Who do you think should be nominated?
Oh, boy.
And that's when the shit hits the fan.
Of course.
Everything I wrote, I can't control the entire internet. And everything I wrote to them,
since when?
I did not say the list should be thrown out. My view was that they should have added a comedian category for this year, and then you can get into the merits of having a single sex or a co-ed
Yeah,
next year, but to address this year's oversight.
Yeah, best female
that's what,
comic. Yeah.
That's what you do. And I wouldn't say comic, I'd say comedian. But because I think improv has every, if the category is best comedian, and actually what the category is called. Okay, hold on. I'm getting out of order. I'll be done in 1 minute more of this topic. So the so they ask for suggestions for other people. The people who are nominated, a few of them have a shit fit. Keith does not, to his credit. Lots of respect for what his view on this entire topic. And ultimately, SAC News Review comes out with a new list.
Oh, great.
That is that jettisons three guys who no longer live in Sacramento.
Okay.
And adds an additional guy and three women. Two stand-ups and then Mikaela Pettigrew, who's been on the show, who has done stand-up and is also improv.
Okay.
And the category is what the category is actually called on the voting page and won't be published. And the same as what it was called last year is best person to make you laugh. Cause all their categories have like cutesy titles like that.
Ah,
best place to take a girl on a first, you know, I mean, it's not like best date night restaurant. It's best place to hook up in the dark corner, blah, blah, blah. So the same award that was given last year, best person to make you laugh. And then, so now there's three problems. One, they've diluted this list. I've actually saw stand-ups who are other male stand-ups who are nominated. Say this list is diluted. It's over-inclusive now. It's pointless. If they nominate everybody in town, then why bother? I don't even want people to vote for me now. Two, the problem is improv. Why is improv in with, I mean, stand-up? It's two different art forms, which I think it'd be great to have an entire SAC News and Review comedy issue. And then they could do like best show, best improv or male, female, best stand-up, best open mic night. I don't give a shit. It could have all the categories. It's fine. So, yeah, it was amusing to see some of the guys who remained on the list.
Right.
Now be like, I don't even want you to vote for me. I don't even want it anymore. This is crap. Forget it.
Can we have this category? Best cliche comedy show put together based on virtually nothing. So, you know, like, hey, we're all guys who are bald. It's the bald guy comedy show. You know those? Fucking hack bullshit stuff.
Like geek
and,
comedy.
And by the way,
just kidding.
By the way, I apologize to anybody who does a bullshit hack comedy show like that. I'm sure you're very funny and your show is awesome. But all of you sons of bitches did nothing but fucking bitch and complain about the Blue Collar Comedy Tour. And all you're doing is suckling off the hind teat of the same fucking concept.
I don't even
every
know what shows
single one of you. So settle down. You're funny. You're great. You're awesome. Keep doing your thing.
Did you say hind teat?
I did.
Awesome.
That's the real problem with comedy is the I don't know that part. But so.
But keep in mind, your show where you do that, that's really funny.
So it would be great if everybody would come to the Lady Business Show on July 27th.
Yeah, go on out there.
To
8 o'clock?
8 o'clock.
Sacramento Comedy Spot.
Saturday night. Sacramento Comedy Spot. Tickets at saccomedyspot.com. We'd love to see you. Our shows have sold out for the past 4 months or so, 4 or 5 months. So you
despite being women.
Despite being women.
Well, yeah, because that's your gimmick.
Not all
that's,
of our...
That's your hack gimmick is that
it
you're
is
all
our,
women.
It is our hack gimmick.
See, but your show's funny.
It is our... Oh, it is our
see what I did there?
Our Craven attempt to get more stage time as Craven comedians.
Craven.
And I do think we are comedians. If the category is called comedian or person to make you laugh, then improv and stand-up can be in the same category. I think.
All right. Moving on. I think we've spent enough time with that. So I
ruined male stand-ups week.
Good job.
Some of them.
They deserved it.
You're welcome.
But you know
male
what?
Stand-ups.
No, get one of the, see what they, what all of you guys need to do if you're really that worried about it. They have these mirrors. They're really designed for looking at like your pores. You can see them like at Bed Bath & Beyond. Get one and look at your penis in that. It'll look huge.
Ooh.
You'll feel so much better about life.
Now, what's this thing called again? It's a just one of those close-up mirrors?
It's a magnifying mirror.
All right. Can I get it on Amazon.com?
Probably. You can. Oh
yeah.
Speaking of,
segue?
Hey, if you'd like to support the show, the outrage, the me making fun of every other comedian in town, you can do that. And the best way to do it is go to NateDarlingShow.com, click the Shop Amazon tab, and then go to town. Shop yourself crazy. It doesn't cost you anything extra. It helps support the show. And you can do things like buy this lovely new mic stand that I have
Ooh.
Here. A professional mic. It's a professional mic stand.
Is it a professionally trained mic stand?
It, not really. It's All it's right. it's chintzier than you would see at a radio station, but the same sort of idea. So it attaches to the side of the table here, and Ooh. I can move it
nice.
Ever so slightly. So now I can turn my head and look at Christiana
hey.
And actually see her. as opposed to just doing that. So that's how I did it. That's how you can do it. It's super easy.
Wow.
And takes a little bit of extra money out of Amazon's pockets,
too. I have to say it's just the right level of chintz for an apartment, though.
A very clean apartment.
Yeah.
How's that? Good, good.
That's good.
Yeah, there. I thought about that.
All right. So when I was planning the show on Friday, I was looking for stuff.
Oh,
and stuff. As I always do. And then, like manna from heaven, this happened on KTVU News, Fox 2 in San Francisco.
We have new information now also on the plane crash. KTVU has just learned the names of the four pilots who were on board the flight. They are Captain Sum Ting Wong, Wee Tu Lo, Ho Li Fook, and Bang Ding Ao. The NTSB has confirmed these are the names of the pilots on board Flight 214 when it crashed. We are working to determine exactly what roles each of them played during the landing on Saturday.
So
investigators.
Ridiculous.
So
she read it with a straight face. And I like how she tried to put a fook just to make it sound a little more authentic.
I'm sorry. It's funny every time I hear it. But that's just the beginning on it. They got the names in. This all came from an internet hoax. Damn you, internet.
Ah.
So what happened is they got these, somewhere they got these names, and this hasn't been eminently clear. And by the way, we had known the name of the pilot for a few days before that. So
what a scoop.
Yeah, not really a scoop. I don't think they had
pilot
released,
crap.
I don't think they'd released all of them, but just one of them. So that happened on their noon show. Of course, it went viral. Front page of Reddit, everywhere, everybody. I actually used it in a meeting on Friday afternoon to tell people, to let people know, you should read things out loud before you let them go on air.
Right.
Which is one of the things they admitted later.
Life lesson.
So chronologically, this happens. And then, as you would imagine, the Asian American Journalists Association, not too happy about it. Let me read their statement.
Uh-oh.
KTVU touted itself as leading source for accurate coverage of last Saturday's Asiana crash. Oh, I'm sorry. Probably shouldn't do the stereotypical Asian voice.
I don't think that's
necessary. Doesn't add to it.
Maybe a press release about us. That boast took a major hit on Friday when the station fell victim to a hoax that made a mockery of tragedy and offended many loyal viewers. During its Friday noon newscast, the station reported it had learned the names of four pilots in the cockpit of the ill-fated flight which crashed at San Francisco International Airport on July 6th and killed three passengers. Those names were not only wrong, but grossly offensive. So grossly offensive that it's hard for us at the Asian American Journalists Association to fathom how those names made it on the broadcast. We choose not to repeat those names. Some could argue that it wasn't entirely KTVU's fault. The station said it confirmed the names with a phone call to the National Transportation Safety Board, which is investigating the crash. Earlier in the afternoon, the NTSB said they had no role in confirming the names, but when pressed by KTVU and others, the agency looked deeper into the matter. By evening, they apologized, the NTSB, saying, quote, a summer intern acted outside the scope of his authority when he erroneously confirmed the names of the flight crew on the aircraft.
Oh, brother. Interns are the worst.
Despite the NTSB's apology, KTVU is hardly off the hook. It doesn't make things right, says Lee Rosenthal, KTVU's news director, conceded during a chat with Media Watch Friday evening. He acknowledged lapses in the reporting process. Questions that should have been asked weren't, he said. We can assure you that none of this was premeditated, nor were there any malicious intents on our part. So that happens. We find out, yes, it was released that way. And now, here's the cherry on top.
Oh, there's more.
Yeah, there is. Asiana Airlines is now considering legal action.
And this part is where they lose me.
Against KTVU and the NTSB. Now, apparently, they're not going to sue the NTSB. That's something that came out after this article I'm looking at.
On what grounds? Defamation?
I don't know.
Yes.
We need a lawyer.
Regarding
no, it's not defamation.
What they said was regarding the KTVU TV's demeaning report of the pilots on July 12th, Asiana Airlines is reviewing possible legal action against them.
Because that's what made the airline look bad, not the crash.
Yeah, it wasn't that. It wasn't
I mean,
that coming
equal,
up.
They're equally bad. It's not.
Sure.
There's nothing that really clears that kind of air from the station, but I don't see that's it's legally
okay.
Actionable.
They're not both equally bad. Crashing your airplane into the bay
is worse.
If it's
an accident.
Well, putting the names on the air is an accident, too.
But yeah.
We don't know if it was an accident.
In terms of things that make the airline look bad or make people have negative associations with the airline,
I think the crashing,
it's the crash.
Yeah, the crashing the plane is going to be way ahead of some internet hoaxer that that made it on.
So I'm trying to wrap my head around this. Someone called the NTSB and talked to an intern and says, oh, make sure these names are all right. Fuck me. That's right. Oh, yeah, that's right. I mean, I just don't understand how they could have.
Yeah,
that was worth checking to begin with.
Well, it is absolutely worth checking. That's where they were quote unquote fact checking.
But I would just think common sense would say this is bullshit. Why even confirm it?
Yeah, as soon as you read Captain Sum Ting Wong, you might want to might want to assume that there is in fact Sum Ting Wong.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, interns.
Oh dear.
Oh bother.
Yeah. So that happened.
That happened.
bad time. So and you know, if they would have had a comedian on staff in the newsroom there, they probably would have raised their hand and said, "By the way, this is bullshit."
Yeah.
You're being pranked. But have you ever seen The Simpsons, by the way? This is Bart Simpson stuff.
That's true. Ish.
Just saying.
You will literally read anything on the teleprompter.
That's right.
Literally.
We learned that from him.
It's so damn hot.
All right.
Baxter.
So I promised we would find out what Paris Hilton does to people who pass out at her party. Well, this poor unfortunate fellow got drunk, passed out at her July 4th party. And she took a picture after they dressed him up in a bikini top, gave him a purse and sunglasses and Daisy Duke shorts and took photos and posted them.
Oh, geez. Who's the dude?
Just some dude who showed up at the party. Nobody.
Oh, nobody knows who he was.
He's full of terrible tattoos as well, which makes it all the better. Ah. But they were nice enough to put a white cloth of some sort over his face, so you can't really identify who it is.
Oh, nice.
But yeah, white cloth, bikini top, Daisy Duke shorts. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's no fun at all.
That's silly.
Yeah. Well, you should, if somebody passes out in the sun, you should, you know, take like,
dork and stuff on there.
Well, or the best thing to do is take sunscreen, put it on him, on his abdomen in the shape of a penis, and then let the rest of him burn.
Oh.
See?
Because cancer's funny.
No. He wouldn't have cancer on the penis.
Oh.
Well, it might, I mean, he might on the penis. You don't know.
Well, he's wearing, he is covered with two pairs of shorts now because of that. So, yeah, by the way, don't go to parties and pass out.
No.
Don't go to Paris Hilton parties, I don't think.
Yeah.
Oh, I'd go to a Paris Hilton party.
I
wouldn't
know.
Pass out.
I feel like I'd get a disease just being there.
Aww.
I kept mentioning diseases in Paris Hilton. It's not fair.
Ain't no party like a Paris Hilton party because a Paris Hilton party is hot.
I'm not a fan. She's not my favorite.
So this
by the way, mentioning communicable diseases in Paris Hilton is defamation.
Oh, crap.
Potentially defamation.
Yeah.
What if I say I'm just kidding? Does that help?
Yeah.
Is there anything I can do?
It's too late, man.
Oh, crap.
I can't control it.
Well, they made me say it, so.
Yes, that's exactly what happened.
We talked to an intern. He confirmed that she has communicable diseases.
You're claiming coercion. All right. So this happened a while ago, but it's fun to play. So this guy in England writes to Bodyform, which is a company there, and he writes to them on their Facebook page. Hi, his name is Richard Neal. Hi, as a man, I must ask why you've lied to us for all these years. As a child, I watched your advertisements with interest as to how this wonderful time of the month that hit the female gets to enjoy so many things. I felt a little jealous. I mean, bike riding, roller coasters, dancing, parachuting. Why couldn't I get to enjoy this time of joy and blue water and wings? Damn my penis. Then I got a girlfriend. I was so happy and couldn't wait for this joyous, adventurous time of the month to happen. You lied! There was no joy, no extreme sports, no blue water spilling over wings, and no rollicking soundtrack. Oh, no, no. Instead, I had to fight against every male urge. I had to resist screaming, "Whoa, body form! Body formed for you!" As my lady changed, that's probably their jingle. As my lady changed from the loving, gentle, normal, skin-colored lady to the little girl from The Exorcist with added venom and an extra 360-degree head spin. Thanks for setting me up for a fail, Body Form, you crafty bugger.
All right.
Well, Body Form, as companies oft do, check their Facebook page. And they decided to make a bit of a response.
Didn't talk about this one already?
No, we didn't.
No, this is news.
So. No.
New to me.
Yeah, it's new to Ted.
New to you.
New to Ted. So.
Sorry, I'm just way ahead in all the lady junk.
Yeah, here we go.
Stuff.
And
because I have a lady junk, that's all.
Here is their response.
She's pouring blue water.
Hello, Richard. I'm Caroline Williams, the CEO of Bodyform.
She's an actress.
We read your Facebook post with interest, but also a sense of foreboding. And I think it's time we came clean. We lied to you, Richard. And I want to say sorry. Sorry. What you've seen in our advertisements so far isn't a factual representation of events. You're right. The flagrant use of visualization such as skydiving, rollerblading and mountain biking, you forgot horse riding, Richard, are actually metaphors. They're not real. I'm sorry to be the one to tell you this, but there's no such thing as a happy period. The reality is, some people simply can't handle the truth. In the past, we've tried to be more honest in our approach. In the 1980s, we ran a series of focus groups to help us gauge the public's reaction to periods. The cramps, the mood swings, the insatiable hunger. And yes, Richard, the blood coursing from our uteri like a crimson landslide. We knew we'd have to change our strategy. And so, from that day to this, we have managed to maintain this illusion. But you, Richard, torn down that veil and exposed this myth, thereby exposing every man to a reality we hoped they would never have to face. You did that, Richard. You. Well done.
Then she
drinks the blue water.
I just hope you can find it in your heart to forgive us. Oh, sorry, Richard. You did know that we do that too. Didn't you? Hello, Caroline Williams. Yes.
And that's their...
Well done. That was pretty good, I thought, but I don't know.
Yeah. So
what do the ladies think?
I remember telling a guy in high school once, or being in a conversation with a guy, where we're like, you get that it blood comes out for like 7 days, right? And he was like, really? I thought it just like came out, like just was out and done.
Like you peed once and then you're done?
Mm. We're like, no, homie.
You know, that's what spawned the bumper stickers. I don't trust anything that can bleed for 5 days and doesn't die. Gross. That's a favorite in the redneck community.
I've seen that. I heard it.
Yeah.
I may have said it. No, I haven't. Sorry. Kidding.
Yep. But somehow scars or injuries are cool. I don't get it.
Yeah, chick stick scars.
But men don't.
And the long ball.
I got a scar. They pulled a baby out of it.
Hot.
There you go. You know who's another badass lady?
Besides Christiana, I don't know.
Lady in New York City. So, first.
Lady in New York City.
Lady in New York City, where being topless in public is perfectly legal, be you lady or man.
Really?
Yep.
Throughout NYC, you can go topless.
Absolutely.
Woo!
Santa Cruz, you can go to wear nothing.
You're encouraged to wear nothing in Santa Cruz.
So there you go.
Anyway.
I think you're just too high to remember you're naked.
So, anyway, during a recent heat wave, a lot of people went out to restaurants. And this lady took off her clothes. Dispatch from an Alphabet City's Verso restaurant, a female diner sat down and immediately removed her top across from her male companion, snapped photos, and probably giggled boobies under his breath. The owner petitioned with the woman to please put her shirt back on, but she countered with, "It's perfectly legal to sit without a shirt in a restaurant." In 15 years in the restaurant business, I've seen all sorts of things, but not this, the owner explained. There are other... I haven't looked at the not safe for work photos. Nipples!
I just clicked on that.
Did you?
Yeah.
Ted wants to see nipple.
I'm just curious what they look like. I've never seen nipples before.
It was funny, but at the same time, weird. I was like, WTF, is this really happening? After some back and forth, the couple was ushered out of the restaurant. Now, it's perfectly legal to be bare-chested in public, but restaurants are private property, subject to whatever rules the establishments decide are most appropriate. So, let that be a lesson to you. I know you and Becca are going to New York City.
Yeah, I guess we'll have to put our shirts back on before we go into the restaurants.
I think everybody should have to wear a shirt in a restaurant. I don't think I think that should be just a blanket rule. If you're in a restaurant, shirt on. Male, female.
Unless it's a strip restaurant, like Hooters. No, wait, that's not a strip restaurant.
No, it is not. That's okay. A family restaurant, Ted.
Now they're gonna sue me. Paris Hilton.
Hooters.
Who's next?
Oceana Airlines.
What the? Oh, fuck me.
Oh, no.
What?
I have to hold on. I'm looking at the net. Yep, those are nipples. All right. moving on.
Confirmation.
Boobs. Show.
Oh.
Cool. Or tool.
Whoa. All right, first up in cooler tool. Shaming the passed out. Ted, what do you say?
If someone is stupid enough to get passed out in public, then shaming them is perfectly cool. How's that?
Christiana?
You know, shame is okay.
Shame
sometimes.
Is okay.
Yeah,
it's cool. It's cool. Yeah, if you're going to pass out anywhere but inside your own home, you deserve what's coming to you, unless it's, you know, something violent.
It's more okay when it's adults. It makes me sad to think of kids doing it to each other like slumber parties.
Well, yeah, that's different.
That's
they're not.
All. That's my caveat.
They're just tired. They're not passed out because they got into too much of the purple drank.
Drank.
Up next in cooler tools, snarky marketing. Christiana.
Snarketing.
It's I appreciate that. Now it's cool because I like hybrid words like that. I'm behind it.
Ted,
I think it's pretty cool too. So yeah, snark on.
Yeah, whatever. I mean, that was too long to actually air on TV. That was just an internet based thing, and I think it was a great chance to grab an opportunity and make the most of it.
Yeah.
And finally, in cooler tool, the boob lady in restaurants. Ted.
Is this the one New York lady with the boobs?
Any boob lady in a restaurant.
Well, I hate to be a prude, but I think in a private place, I think you should get permission before you start airing your breasts. I don't know. Not so cool.
Fair point. Christiana?
Most restaurants have a like no shirt, no shoes thing, which is legit, unless you're feeding your child, in which case, it's fine.
Well, normally you're still wearing a shirt when you're doing that.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, no, I don't see a lot of women breastfeeding where they just completely go topless.
No, but there can be one girl out there.
Sure. She can. Yeah, as I said before, everybody in the restaurant, put your shirt on. Put your shirt on. I don't know why I'm Italian when I say that. Put them on.
Tool.
And especially if you walk in with a shirt on. If you're wandering around outside without your shirt on and you just walk in.
It does get really hot in New York in the summer, though.
Yeah, but she had her shirt on outside. So
no, I'm just saying.
She was defying her own point, so boo.
Maybe it was a really sweaty shirt and it was sticking to her chest and she's had to take it off.
Hey, now.
I don't know. Don't sue me, lady.
Well, I don't think she can.
Anyone can sue me.
That's a fair point, Ted. Anyone can sue.
I'm full of fair points.
If you'd like to sue Ted, no, just kidding.
Go to the Nate Darling Show and then click sue
No,
Ted.
Don't involve me.
Oh, sorry.
I don't want any involvement in people suing you.
Duh.
That's what I'm saying.
Fair enough.
So, that's it for Cooler Tool. Man, that goes by a lot faster without Becca, you know? The Cooler Tool part.
She's more thoughtful.
Well, yeah, and it's an extra person, so.
That's true.
We got that. All right, so Cooler Tool, moving on. Promised this earlier in the show. This lady named Sarah Slayman was speaking.
Oh, I love this
and
lady.
Before a Texas Senate committee, which is chaired by another lady. They're talking about the Texas abortion bill hearing. I believe the bill has now passed.
Yep.
So this was all for naught. But Sarah got her say in before she was unceremoniously dragged out. Let's take a listen.
Ceremoniously.
Sarah Slayman. Thank you, Chair and Committee. My name is Sarah Slayman. I'm constituent of Senator Whitmire. I'm here to testify against SB1 because I'm tired of Republican primary politics, misogyny, and greed dominating the state I was born, raised, and schooled in. And, you know, I had some really eloquent remarks written out, but you guys have just worn me down all day with all this terrible science and glad-handing. And to be frank, I get to move to New York next month, so I don't have to live in fear of you Texas legislators anymore and what you're going to do to my education system or my health care system, because I'm going to a state that doesn't kill its own inmates. That's how pro-life it is up there.
That's not why.
I will thank you, though, first. It was destiny that you would discriminate against us and try to force your way inside the bodies of Texas women. Thank you for finally working against us women so publicly and not in the shadows like you're used to. Thank you for every single bad press conference with your bad information. Thank you for every hateful statement degrading women and girls to sex objects and broodmares and bald eagles and leather wallets like your eloquent pro-life supporters have done today.
I get the broodmares. I don't get the bald eagles and leather wallets.
I don't know, but I bet we missed some really good sound bites.
Here we go.
Thank you for being you, Texas legislature. You have radicalized hundreds of thousands of us. And no matter what you do for the next 22 days, women and their allies are coming for you. Let's start down the line. Senator Campbell, you're an ophthalmologist, so I won't be making you the expert on reproductive health. We can give you all the children with chlamydia and herpes in their eyes since we don't have sex ed in this state. And Senator Hagar, you're about as helpful. You are about as... Excuse me. This is my government, ma'am. I will judge you. I will judge you, ma'am. Is this counting against my time?
Yes, it is.
The senator talking against me?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Well, I will just go ahead and talk over her. And this is how big of a fraud I knew you were for being so proud of these proceedings all night. It's a low bar that you hold yourself to that you simply allowed us to speak. And I will speak against an ophthalmologist who says, everyone on the internet can see what you're doing right now. This is a farce. The Texas legislator is a bunch of liars who hate women.
Our next witness is Gary Oldham.
How do you like... Poor Gary has to follow that.
That's tough crack to follow.
It is.
I commend that lady for...
Women and their allies, the Klingons. Who? What?
What?
I don't think it would be Klingons. It'd probably be...
Romulans?
Romulans. Oh, okay. I'd go with Romulans.
Jeez, what's wrong with you, Nate? Not
sorry.
A dork.
Definitely not Ferengi.
No.
Definitely not. I'm just kidding.
I don't know. It's... Wow. Yeah, a lot, getting very contentious in Texas.
And rightly so.
Yeah, where she ended up getting tossed out was when she started individually calling, basically calling people names, and that's when the...
Well, she was fine. When she started saying fraud, I think the chair was okay to stop her. But before that,
yeah,
just identifying the person's name and occupation, there's nothing... per se wrong with doing that.
Right, but we can give you all the children with chlamydia in their eyes because there's no sex education.
That's not, I don't think that's not calling somebody names.
No. Yeah.
That's fine.
But the funny part for me in this whole thing was the I think they're the Texas Rangers. They came in, they're wearing their cowboy hats when they come in to holler out.
That's what they do.
Which I found greatly
amusing.
It's
their uniform.
Well, yeah, but it's still inside.
These things come with their horses.
You don't always have to remove hats indoors.
That's true. You don't. I often wear a hat inside.
Women don't. In fact, it sometimes annoys me at baseball games when women take their hats off or are looked at askance that they don't take their hats off. Because technically speaking, a woman doesn't have to remove her hat for that kind of thing.
You mean for the anthem?
Yeah.
Just in general.
Well, they just ask you.
I know, but a woman. But I mean, and if you're going, the entire practice is based on like etiquette.
Uh huh.
And you don't. That's well, you don't have to no if you're a woman. No one has to. But I mean, the historical etiquette is the man would remove his hat and a woman would not.
Mm. Right, because it was pinned to her head normally.
Yeah.
So it was a little bit more difficult. It involved like 20 minutes of removing bobby pins.
Oh, that's just one big hat pin.
So, oh, there you go. All right. Speaking of hats, we found out that Osama bin Laden wore a cowboy hat to avoid detection from U.S. drones.
Really?
Yep. That's all it took. He was almost caught shortly after the 9/11 attack. That's according to the wife of one of his guards.
Where's the story from?
Their car was stopped for speeding. It's from
the Daily Mail. I think they just make shit up.
I don't think so. This is from a report, so you know it's true.
It's from a report.
A secret Pakistani report leaked online.
There you go. It was leaked.
That's right. Bin Laden was in the habit of wearing a cowboy hat in his compound because he thought it would shield him from U.S. drones. Why can he be any better than, say, Elvis? In terms of crazy thoughts.
I guess.
But if it worked, that's dumb.
Well, look, maybe they would think George Bush was hanging out there, clearing brush.
You know.
Just saying.
If you want to make an omelet, you got to crack some eggs.
How long did it take to get bin Laden? You poo-poo the cowboy hat all you like, but okay. Apparently it worked for over a decade.
That's
so.
Why he was a mastermind.
It seems like the opposite of a Where's Waldo strategy.
It does, because I can't imagine there's a lot of cowboy hats like roaming around in Pakistan, but you don't know.
It's like they see all these, I don't know, Taliban people. Never mind. I'm done.
People,
I had a thought.
People wearing normal garb for the area.
That's pretty much what I'm saying, yeah.
And then a 6'6" dude with a cowboy hat.
To hold your fire. There's an American there, guys.
I love the Photoshop that they did. They put like a Garth Brooks-style giant black cowboy hat on a bin Laden picture. It's hilarious. So I don't know if that's actually what did it, but there you go.
Oy vey.
Bin Laden.
Oh, bin Laden.
Hey, did you guys see the movie Red? with Bruce Willis.
The first one?
Yes.
I did, but I don't remember anything about it except I think it was probably entertaining and I want to see the second one.
It was a fun movie. Now, the producers of Red 2, which is coming out very soon, decided to take some current events and put them into their movie trailer. I saw this on TV and I nearly fell off my couch.
Wait, what was Red about? Does it matter for this? Listening
to. Hold on. Red is basically about a crew of retired assassins.
Okay.
So that worked for the government. So Thanks. Here you go.
I want to be very clear. Nobody is listening to your telephone calls.
Yeah.
The people involved in America's national security take this work very seriously.
Idle hands do the devil's work.
These folks keep the American people safe.
There's a bomb headed for life. We need to stop it.
They operate like professionals.
I got this!
We're going to have to make some choices.
This one should stop it, and this one should detonate it.
Wait! Stop cutting wires!
We're going to have some problems here.
Red 2, rated PG-13, July 19th.
That is awesome. If I was on the fence about seeing the movie, I am no longer on the fence of seeing the movie.
Hmm.
Comes out on Friday.
Okay.
So anytime you can take the president's speech, work it into your movie and have everything make sense like that one did, that's just brilliant. Take that, maxi pad lady.
That's real snarketing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It sure is. I do have a question about this, though. And I don't know if you didn't have a chance to see this, Christiana. It's sort of a visual thing. Roxy is a company that makes surfwear, and they have an ad that's out. It's a very long ad too, so I think it's like an online thing. They're getting attention for their promotional trailer advertising the Roxy Pro, and it's an upcoming contest for the Women's World Championship Tour of Surfing. But in the spot, not a single wave is ridden, and you see a lot of the surfer from behind. So you see a lot of her butt, but you never see her face. And it is released as an official teaser. There are more commercials to come. But let me just play this a little bit of this so that you can kind of take a look at the... Starts out some shots of the coast. There's a woman in bed who is just wearing panties, lying on her stomach, reaches over for her phone to the most annoying music ever.
Yeah, it's a little bit annoying.
Oh, no, it's a lot annoying. Now she's sitting up in bed and you see her from behind. She's putting on a sheer shirt in slow motion.
Looks like room service was ordered.
Yeah, checking her email.
Shirt's off already. Why bother putting it on?
I don't know. Now she's in the shower. And you just see like a shoulder and a hand and so on and so forth. Now she's walking outside wearing shorts, carrying a surfboard.
Sure.
Putting it in the car. She's got a Windows phone, Ted.
Nice, yeah.
She's driving. You see like the back of her head. You can see she's a blonde. Now she's getting out of the car barefoot, which is probably
not safe to
not
drive
safe.
Like that. Don't drive like that.
Nope. And now she's got the board and she's headed toward the beach. And passes through a Roxy banner.
Okay.
And then throws her towel at the thing. Now it's a shot. You can see her.
It's a boob shot.
Yep, as she's waxing her board. And now she's pulling the Roxy top over her bikini.
Rash guard. That's good. That's sensible.
Yeah. And now she's paddling out.
Just kind of makes me want to go to the beach.
But you see her butt again.
Yep.
Which,
sexy butt.
Fantastic. She obviously takes pride. Keeps herself in good shape. She's a professional surfer.
Okay.
So let me ask you, is that sexist?
No more than most advertising. I mean, I don't know that it's beyond what a shit ton of other ads do. Yes, of course it's sexist. Is it abnormally sexist? I don't think so.
Is it offensive though? Is it offensively sexist? I mean, it sort of follows her from her day.
If I took offense to everything that was sexist, I wouldn't get out of bed in the morning.
Well, there's that.
So it's not beyond the pale sexist, but yes, it is sexist.
So here's the breakdown. As one writer counted, 12 butt shots in 1 minute and 46 seconds.
I don't know what the average is. I can't tell if that's too high or too low.
It's what?
12 butt shots for 1 minute and 46 seconds.
Yeah.
So it's
Well, the whole thing is intended to like not identify her face.
It's a, yeah, it's a teaser thing. So you have to show part of her body. Mm-hmm. Did they go a little too far with the just laying in bed wearing only panties, that part? Probably. I mean, you could have picked it up with her walking out the door and been okay. But this is something that's marketed toward women.
I feel like they should show the surfing. I don't know.
Well, she is paddling out. Yeah, but at the end of the ad, she is paddling out, and it's a teaser ad. So the next one, I would imagine you would start to see the surfing. It would build up from there. It was. This one comes from the Guardian in England, and I don't know. It's one of those things where I saw it. It's sort of an artful piece, mm-hmm. but it didn't strike me as being super. Other than that first little segment, didn't strike me as being overtly like objectifying in any way.
It is only objectifying, I think.
But is it objectifying because she's a beautiful woman or because she's an athlete?
I wouldn't know she's an athlete.
Well, it's a surf ad.
I know, but I mean that doesn't mean she's just a surfer. I guess
she's a professional surfer.
What I wouldn't know that. Maybe I would if I was into surfing. I would recognize like her. Maybe I'd recognize Michael Phelps's back if it was all it was shown in a thing, but I don't know that she's an athlete. I just know she's like a hot blonde lady with a surfboard. She fits the image of that the company is selling to women,
right?
But it's purely about objectification of a woman. Yeah, of course it is.
I just want to complain that I can't watch it on my mobile device.
I'm sorry.
Oh, lame.
On your Windows phone, and there's a Windows phone in the ad.
No, it's not because of the Windows phone.
It's not?
No.
Why not?
I don't know.
What's the problem then?
It said that it wasn't enabled for mobile viewing. I can view other videos on my phone, just not that one. So, all right, just leave Windows out of it. Leave Windows alone.
I'm just saying, that's what it was.
You are saying, but it's wrong. Okay? This is where I draw the line.
Okay. This is where you draw the line.
This is where I draw the line, you know?
All right. You know where I draw the line? Draw it down on the corner.
Florida. Oh.
Florida. It's time for Florida Corner, where a Florida woman is in jail on a felony battery on law enforcement officer charge after deputies say she kissed the arresting officer against his will on the nose.
Oh, man.
Oh, dear.
That's right. Manatee County deputies arrested Peggy Hill. Oh, Peggy. She's 62. On Saturday outside her Bradenton home, deputies were initially called to the house for a dispute between Hill and a neighbor who are arguing over a fence between their properties. The police report says Hill approached Sergeant Randy Lamb and kissed him on his nose.
Randy Lamb.
Lamb reportedly stepped away, wiped Hill's saliva off his nose, and, with the help of another deputy, cuffed and arrested her.
That seems a little...
She was booked in the jail and is being held in lieu of $5,000 bond. She's scheduled for a July 19th court appearance. Same day Red 2 comes out, so.
I hope she doesn't miss it.
Yeah, seriously? I don't know, police officers. A 62-year-old lady kissing you on the nose, and you're going with battery? How about you settle down there, Chief?
Yeah, seriously, dude.
I know. There's letter of the law and there's spirit of the law. And then there's... I hope everybody in the police station is mocking him. Because that's what he deserves, to be mocked.
I think so.
Handling all the hardcore criminals, Lamb.
That's right.
Bring another one in. You needed backup. Needed backup, Lamb. The next story will be familiar to anybody who saw That Happened Improv on Saturday night.
Ooh.
Because it was in the show.
Yeah.
That happened.
Now we'll finally relearn how that happened.
Exactly. Three young men in Putnam County, Florida, nabbed a chicken so big it would make Foghorn Leghorn jealous. At around 6 a.m. on a Tuesday.
Cock envy.
6 a.m. on Tuesday.
No.
A resident of the 200 block of East Florida 100 heard some commotion and saw the three stealing a 9-foot, 600-pound chicken statue from his neighbor.
What?
That's right. The three hooked...
and then Brian Crowell came in, which is weird because I didn't even think he was in Florida.
Uh-huh.
The three hooked the chicken to a Chevrolet truck and dragged it a mile down the road. Ben Smith told deputies that one of the thieves mounted and rode the purple aluminum bird. After that, they unhooked the chicken and flew the coop.
Ah, well played.
Putnam detectives found the young men the next day. Darren Luke Edwards, 19, was charged with grand theft in violation of probation. Tyler Lee Jones, 21, and James Joseph Smith, 18, were charged with grand theft. Authorities returned the $2,300 chicken to Smith. However, during the joyride, the big bird suffered a lacerated leg, a cracked claw, and a scarred side.
Oh, the humanity.
So that's what's been happening in Florida.
I need to know why he had a 9-foot purple chicken. I mean, that's just me.
Because this is America and you can.
Oh, fair enough.
Why purple?
Maybe that's his favorite color. Maybe he's a Kings fan.
I need more information on this.
Sacramento
He looks
Kings.
So like do-do-do in the picture. Like he's very like, well, you know, shit.
Well, yeah.
Well, golly.
I'm really surprised that kids that age are up at 6 a.m. to pull such shenanigans. They're all but the last one is.
The last guy looks like a sociopath, but the first two were like, well, you got us.
I guarantee he was the one riding the chicken. Let me look. No. Yeah.
Just looks like a chicken rider.
Yeah.
That's all. Sometimes you know.
Yeah, it could be. So
when you know, you know.
That's what's happening in Florida. Oh,
Florida.
You're so Florida.
So friendly.
So weird.
Such a weird place.
Yeah, there's that.
I still want to go to Epcot, though.
Ugh, the worst.
Really?
Is it?
I went My there many years it, ago, but... and I was young enough, to, I think, to have appreciated it. I thought it was pretty lame.
And you did not appreciate it at all.
I did not appreciate it.
But there's booze in that part of...
That's true. So, I was too young to drink the booze, maybe, you know, and too drunk and
that's
high.
That's something. You can't really...
California Adventure has booze, too, though.
That's true.
And it's not
closer.
In Florida, which sucks.
You know an important part of life is sometimes knowing when to say you're sorry?
Yes.
Well, Jim Carrey has now apologized to assault rifle owners just weeks after he trashed his own upcoming movie as too violent.
Oh, Jim Carrey.
Jim Carrey, who's a longtime gun control advocate, is apologizing to owners of assault rifles. He took to Twitter, because that's where you do these things, to apologize for past comments about gun owners, saying, quote, I do not agree with you.
Probably nor.
Yeah, nor do I fear you, but I do love you. And I'm sorry that in my outrage I called you names. That was wrong.
Yeah, shut up, Jim Carrey.
He added that in his position on assault weapons hasn't changed, but calling people names is inappropriate. He also tweeted that he doesn't need a crisis manager, just a conscience. So.
Right.
There you go. Apparently, Jim Carrey got the same talking to that you give to a 3-year-old about hurting feelings. And then he put that into action, apologizing to assault rifle owners.
For some reason, even though they're not together and it has nothing to do with the story, just hearing about Jim Carrey gives me renewed anger that Jenny McCarthy is now going to have another national bully pulpit on The View.
She's coming to The View?
Yeah.
Didn't someone that was on The View is going to Fox News, right?
Yes.
We'll talk about that next show.
Oh, sorry.
Just to remind people about Jim Carrey.
I'll hold my anger for 2 days.
Yeah. Well, good luck. This was the Jim Carrey song a few months ago.
With the whispering pines to guide them. I just don't like this guy.
And the burning light inside them keeps them warm in the snow.
How old is he now? He's like older than you'd think, isn't he?
I think he's about 50. He was on in Living Color in 89 or 90. So yeah,
no,
he's
be later than that, didn't it? Oh no, you're right. I'm sorry. Sorry. Yeah.
If only there were something in everybody's hand where they could look up to see how old Jim Carrey is.
I have something in both hands doing that right now.
Both hands. Wow.
Which one's winning?
The right hand.
Crap. I put
Jim
Carrey.
While you do that, let's enjoy this musical interlude as we get to the chorus of this song.
There's a Jim Carrey app.
He was born in 1962. From his cold, dead
hand. So he's 51?
Yeah.
51. That was...
Cold, dead hand to decide to pull the trigger.
Good job.
A cold, dead heart. And as near as I can figure with your cold, dead aim, you're trying to prove your dick is bigger. But we know your chariot may not be swinging low.
So Jim Carrey is now apologizing to people.
That's okay.
Yeah.
I forgive him.
Yeah. So anyway, that's that. Where am I? I've lost my place.
Speak out.
Oh.
Am I right?
Yeah, you're
Speak out.
I told you where you were.
The Darling Show.
Oh. Welcome to our little town.
Small town news.
Yeah. That is where I am, but it's a part of small town news.
Oh.
It's an important part. And Ted, you should appreciate this. I had a Gordy Little column, and I only put it on our Facebook page so people could read it. I decided not to put it in the show for you.
Oh, you're nice.
I'm kind of glad, too.
It was a little long and rambly, even for Gordy.
A little? Wow. All right. Wow, that's
it was
scary.
It was more nonsensical than normal. Oy. It involves songs and K, so
Thank
that's
you.
All you need to know.
Thank you.
So I go to Speak Out from the Press Republican.
Yay.
Organic. It's so nice to see Walmart carrying organic bread and more organic items. Thank you. See?
Shop local.
Well, that is
it probably is their only local store.
It's the local Walmart. They're grocery stores, but they're expensive.
And I did read in The Atlantic that Walmart was actually starting to, they were recognizing that it was cheaper to source locally in a lot of locations. So
I'll just pay your employees a living wage and we can do business.
I'm not saying they're fantastic. I'm just saying.
They're baby stepping. They're doing the works.
You know?
Next, difficult. Nobody should ever make someone else's job harder than it already is. Every job is a service job, no matter what your position is. All jobs are important, whatever level they are. I don't know what that means.
Yeah, probably had a talking.
Malls. I miss the choice of going to two different malls in Plattsburgh. We should bring back a second mall. Maybe put it on Route 9 by the theater. A second food court, too. Maybe a big mall like Albany.
Dream
Ooh,
big.
Albany.
Yeah, they used to have two malls in Plattsburgh, New York. And the big mall is so much smaller than any mall around here. It's not funny. And the smaller one, let me put it this way. The smaller one was bulldozed in the mid-90s, so it's been a long time.
Oh, poor guy.
It's okay. I feel that way now. I mean, I miss a good downtown plaza.
Yeah, well, wait till they put the arena in there.
That still won't be a mall.
No. Next, sunscreen. SPF is a myth, just like anti-aging cream and global warming.
I didn't know Jenny McCarthy lived in
Cavemen didn't wear it, and they turned out just fine.
Usually because they got eaten by, like, saber-toothed tigers before they would have developed cancer.
Sick of the government telling me what to eat and slather on my body.
You can put whatever the fuck you want on your body, dude. No one's telling you. They're just advising it. Jesus Christ. What is wrong with these idiots? Well, I'm getting mad. Fuck, I miss malls.
Next. Yes. Texting. Stop texting and driving before you kill somebody. You're being selfish.
Yes. That's what I'm talking about.
They could have stopped at the first sentence. That was fine.
You're being selfish.
And then finally for this week, speak out. Taxes. First you increase tax on my cigarettes, and now it's on my soda? What's next, my daily 40? I thought this was America.
His daily 40.
That probably is taxed. In fact, there's no way it's not taxed. Any state I can think of in the nation, it's probably heavily taxed.
So,
But increasing is what its problem is, not just taxes in general, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, they increase them on everything.
Poor guy. Or I assume everyone here is a guy. That's not fair, is it?
No, it could be a lady.
Could be a lady.
Hello, ladies.
Hello, ladies.
First they increase the tax on my cigarettes. Now it's on my soda. What's next, my daily 40?
That added something.
They're going to tax me every time I go and take a piss.
Oh.
It's how it rolls. I don't know.
That happened.
You know, that actually kind of hurts my throat when I do that.
Yeah.
Thank goodness we've come to the end of this week, or this week's, the first Nate Darling show of the week.
Yay.
what a ordeal that was.
You got there.
You did it.
Important.
Just to get through that thing. Yeah. So anyway, shop Amazon through NateDarlingShow.com. We do appreciate it. It helps support the show. It doesn't cost you anything extra, and it's awesome. And please keep telling a friend about the show. That's how we grow. And tell... I mean, give your friend something nice that doesn't cost you anything, you cheap sons of bitches. We'll see you Friday.
We love you.
Bye.
Bye.